Hi, I'm Sharad Kutan, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations in arts, culture, and in ideas. Today, we're going to be talking to two individuals who are recipients of awards coming out of the Bo Cameroonian Awards that ended recently. They are involved in a venue called Kongsi KL. It's a venue. They themselves are part of a group called Kongsi Pata. And they were involved in performances, multidisciplinary performances, that won awards. Now, all that's very complicated. If you don't know what a multidisciplinary thing, it's obviously everything potentially. And I have with me Ma Jun Yi and Justin Lee. Thank you so much for joining me. Jun Yi, I want to begin with you and perhaps helping myself and our audiences to understand. When you say a multidisciplinary work, in this case it's a series, it's Seni Tiga, and it has numbers, very sophisticated. And the winners were series number 10, series number 2, and 4, I believe. Okay, so tell us, what could somebody walking into a venue like Kongsi KL come to expect from a multidisciplinary production?
Okay. Maybe I would just need to clear things up a little bit. Justin is actually not part of Kongsi Pata.
Okay.
Justin is one of the artists. I am part of the production team, which is called Kongsi Pata. It's run by three individuals. It's a volunteer project. So we created this last year with the idea of combining different arts form. That's why Seni Tiga, three arts form, which is movement, visual, and sound. So through this project of Seni Tiga, we want artists to come in and create in an almost non-hierarchical
method. That's right. Yeah. Non-hierarchical.
Okay, so you don't privilege any of the arts or any of the disciplines within the thing. So Justin is your collaborator for this particular one or two or three of these series.
Justin is actually one of the artists.
Okay.
He was... The Seni Tiga actually started because of Justin's show. We had a gathering earlier, late in 2018, where Justin was, you know, playing around with his visuals, his OHP, where people would just come in and, you know, people jam, people dance. And then we sort of had the idea of putting this as a show because we think that this should be seen by a bigger audience. And then it started off as Seni Tiga number one, where Justin is one of the visual artists. And then slowly, we didn't want to, you know, spend so much time and effort to do this, to plan all these things, and then just to make one show. So we made it into a series where we invited people who are maybe non-artists even to come and collaborate on this. And then slowly, Justin grew tremendously along the way. And then he came back with an idea, okay, I want to do this again.
Okay, I mean, let's draw Justin into it. I mean, Kongsi KL is a venue. You're not part of the organizers of this venue, if I understand correctly?
Yes.
But you've used that venue?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us why you're a trained architect, you're a practicing architect, you have these interests. What drew you to that particular space? If you could draw a picture in the minds of for our audience, what does Kongsi KL look like?
So Kongsi KL is a warehouse. I think it used to be a steel factory, but everything inside there has been cleared off already. Well, I think Kongsi KL, I spent a lot of time in Kongsi KL. I think I was there when Kongsi KL first started. We did a few exhibitions there, which wasn't Seni Tiga. We did a few exhibitions there. We cleaned up the space, and also we were part of renovating the space a bit, making it better, like the toilets and everything, cleaning up so it's more accessible.
Which
to
part
the
of KL is this?
This is at Oakland Road.
Oakland Road. Okay.
So I was with many volunteers, you know, setting up the space, and after that, so it was initially for exhibitions and things like that, but I developed an interest in another medium, which is this analog projection. So in the West, it's very popular as a liquid light show. So I was experimenting it by myself at my own interest. And I use Kongsi, sometimes I come to Kongsi KL quite casually because we're all friends, you know. And after that, I did a few experiments over there, you know, just projecting something at the wall by myself. But you know, because there are many artists over there, they just came in and probably they started to play music, started to dance a bit. So that's where
the artists want to do. I want to ask you about this. It's very interesting when we talk about venues and now, you know, in the current public health crisis that we have with COVID-19, there's all concern about the more intimate venues, the spaces there which are enclosed, they're air conditioned, and you're in close proximity. It's a wonderful feeling to be in an intimate theatrical or art space, right? But what I'm gathering from just your description, Justin, is a much bigger space. I mean, these are huge volumes. I mean, and industrial spaces, especially in kind of in cities that have experienced deindustrialization, they provide a wonderful opportunity to experience a very different kind of space, great volume. Junior, if you could explain to us, I mean, what the space was intended to do, why, and because you're an architect as well, I mean, our feelings are transformed by the way space is organized. So tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Gongsi KL actually is, Justin didn't touch on the what you see. He touched on what you feel about the space. Yes, we have a very strong community, but it's actually a 10,000 square feet warehouse. So it's huge. It's, you know, there's no columns in between. And then there's this sawtooth roof where there is skylights on one side, so you get a lot of sunlight into the space. It's natural ventilated, and then it's, you know, it's those industrial factory, it's just a kilang. So a lot of people come in and then they feel like, okay, maybe I can do something over here. But I only have, I don't have a lot of narrative. I only have one maybe. I know maybe I can do this, but other people have other ideas. So we actually created this to invite people to, you know, realize their dream and give another layer of stories to this space, so that we could actually see what this space means to different people.
Right. And very quickly, Justin, you know, scale is a wonderful thing to play with. I mean, you know, big can be so captivating because it provides a spectacle, right? There is the element of spectacle that comes in when you have huge scale. Is that something that excites you personally as an artist?
Yes, it does. In fact, the scale is a challenge also. I think what artists is very used to, probably, what artists is very used to, you know, depending on the context, you know, is like small spaces, small clean galleries and things like that. And also with the performance arts, you know, people are very used to performing the traditional stage, where there's a stage in front, and after that the audience behind. But over here, the challenge is that there is this freedom, you know, and there's a freedom for you to decide where you want the audience to be, where you want to put your artwork, and how you want to occupy the entire space, you know. So I guess there's a challenge there. Sometimes the space could underwhelm the artwork because it's, you know, it's so big. So I think the challenge is to create an artwork or something that sort of informs the, sort
oh,
of
it's
like,
in
know,
dialogue with the space as
yeah,
well right?
yeah
it
in
has
dialogue
to, right?
with the space yeah
right okay so not quite the white cube right that a lot of people come to
Correct.
Expect when they think of galleries. Okay, we'll take a short break. We'll be back with more on Let's Talk.